Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined in studio this weekend by Cole Prisabilla, who is Tuolumne County's Director of Innovation and Business Assistance. During the last segment, we ended by talking about the broadband conference that was held about a week ago. Earlier on in the show, we talked about, you know, new initiatives and so forth. So is broadband kind of one of those initiatives, or how does that work?
Right. So broadband is not one of those initiatives, which is really important distinction. While we're going to have an attraction campaign, which will be the vast majority of my focus and the best return on investment for us, this idea of broadband and encouraging internet service providers to build more broadband should not be my focus, because those internet service providers are going to probably make a data-informed decision and build if they're going to or not, and B, really the things that can be implemented on a county level, I can encourage, but I have no policy sway over. So the idea of Dig Once policies, broadband plans, they're all more of a board of supervisor driven effort, public works. And then more importantly, our actual Central Sierra Consortium, which is a five county broadband, essentially, group effort. And so we have a consortium director, and most likely this will be his new. We started the process at Tuolumne County, and let's have him continue and keep going down that path. So no, broadband will not be the focus, which is good. We're going to focus on this idea of attraction.
It's kind of got everybody together. They can network, and now they take it from here.
Exactly. That was the big goal. Let's create this catalyst to get this conversation started again. We haven't had a 5-6 county broadband conversation in about 5 or 6 years. So really, this was just a way for me to really use some of my time, and really not a lot of time or a lot of effort, to really get this catalyst going. And I think the ball is starting to move, and our Central Sierra Consortium will really kind of start moving it along. So I'll help whenever I can and encourage. Broadband is vastly important for our economic development, but again, it's not the focus. So
back to the initiative moving forward, what's kind of the next step?
Right, so the next steps, now that the presentation I gave to the Board of Supervisors went over well, there seems like there's county agreement that this is a good idea, the next step is to create everything and develop the whole idea. And so that comes down to creating the collateral. It means reaching out to those key industries and those key businesses to even find out, is this something that will work for you, attracting you? And B, what kind of incentives, or how do we encourage you to join our community? And then it comes into, we want to make sure that this whole entire plan is ready. So we're talking about a month or three. We're going to hopefully by July be able to implement this whole entire plan, so that if we do have businesses that are interested, we're ready. All of our ducks are in the row. We can attract, we can get them, have them come visit, and really give them the rest of the pitch.
Do you anticipate this to be a plan that evolves over time?
Oh, absolutely. And so actually in the presentation I gave, the last thing to track in the timeline is analyze. And so not only will we be analyzing through the old school way, which is calls and emails, but we'll also be analyzing through the website and social media. And so we built an outside of the county website, which is a little different. It's going to be selecttuolumne.com. It's not up yet, so don't go looking for it yet, but it will be up pretty soon. But it will have Google Analytics on it. So essentially we can say, okay, I know there's a business in, let's just say, Nevada, in a certain region in Nevada, and I give them a call and I don't hear anything back from them, but through the Google Analytics, I saw that someone from that same region, Nevada, showed up onto the website. We can find out, A, is something working? B, is it not working? And then also implement some changes, right? So those three industries may not be the three industries that I present in July about who we're going to go after and attract. But then again, in December of later this year, after going through some of the implementation and talking to groups some more, we might even change focus then. So the point is, through data, it looks like we should go after healthcare, hospitality, and natural resources manufacturing. Now it's to find out, should we actually go after those three industries?
So putting together the plan and putting it into place, how do you measure success?
Right. So I think there's going to be about four ways that we'll really track success easily, understandably. And that's really campaign responses. How are people interacting with this campaign? Are they responding? Are they calling? And then so that's direct calls. and direct contacts. Visits are important. Are they physically visiting or are they virtually visiting the business? And honestly, the ultimate goal, right, is a business joins the community. So throughout the entire process, we'll be able to track not only what I'm doing, but what businesses are doing and what are those outcomes.
So when you look ahead to the coming years, what's your feel right now? How are you feeling about the economy?
I'm incredibly optimistic. I see a lot of great growth in our county. I see a lot of businesses are doing really well, especially in these key industries. I see a lot of optimism, not just at the city level about kind of what are the next steps. I know we had some things that we're going to work on, but also county level of where it is we're headed, this idea of a campaign. I see a lot of the community when I put this presentation out, they reached out. They said they're interested in the idea and they want to, A, give their opinion and, B, give some encouragement, and glad that I'm doing something that is going to hopefully benefit the business community. And so I'm optimistic. I think business owners are too, and hopefully the community comes along with us.
Are you going to be doing pretty regular reports to the Board of Supervisors?
Yeah, so the quarterly reports will start to slow down, but there still is going to be coming to present if there's any great news, if there's any changes. So I plan to be in front of the board as much as I can, but we will still have these quarterly and kind of half-year reviews.
And as we're sitting here in late February right now, no big announcements to announce or anything like that when it comes to business?
Not yet, but there is a lot of exciting interest in these key industries, and I think we will have some exciting things to report coming out pretty soon.
Wheels are always turning.
Always, yeah.
Well, Cole Prisabella, it's been great having you on Motherload Views. We thank you so much. Any closing comments as we wrap up today?
No, thank you, BJ. And also, I want to thank Tuolumne County. Not only is the community optimistic to work with me, but they're being helpful. They're not being shy about calling me and telling me I might disagree with this, so why don't you consider this? And I'm always open to those calls. I love to say the number on any opportunity I get, so I'm going to say it's 209-288-4030. Give me a call. Give me your opinion. I'd love to hear about it.
Well, it's great hearing from you, and good luck moving ahead here with the new initiative.
Thank you, BJ.
Again, we thank Cole Prisabella, who is the Director of Innovation and Business Assistance for Tuolumne County. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll be back next week with more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.